single, listen, every single person in the known universe does something at that moment that to like move their hands gently in physical alignment with the sound of the slide whistle or whatever.
It's not a slide whistle. He's bending. I'll show you how to bend later.
Yeah, I wish.
You're not bending right.
Fine. Fine. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. You know, so here's the interesting thing. You know, you have drama in your meetings, and then you have business in your meetings. And usually the business is very smooth and fairly straightforward and important, and then you have the drama. So let's talk about the business, because that's actually very important. One item, recently y'all closed on the 500 acres in Navarre of conservation land, right?
That's correct. We were very happy to get that project, deal closed, and now Santa Rosa County owns 500-plus acres in the Navarre area that will remain conservation forever.
And for people who might not have been familiar with this project and process, which I believe goes back to Dave Peach, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, was the one who kind of began all of this. But the idea there is to keep it not pristine exactly, but as close as possible with light human involvement. You know, walking trails, maybe kayak launches and things like that, but nothing more invasive than that. Is that basically right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. That's just a fantastic resource for the county. One of the other items y'all are going to vote on, finalizing on Thursday, I think, is the work to be done at 5 points, one end of Woodbine, and then at Highway 90, the other end of Woodbine, to change some of the configuration of the like turn lanes to facilitate a little bit smoother flow of traffic. The one at 90 is a fairly significant restructure, right?
Yes, that will be a pretty good size project where there'll actually be a continuous right turn lane that merges into Highway 90 going west. So that's the design that we hope will keep the traffic moving at that intersection.
And that's going to be if I remember correctly, because right now it's a two lane turn, but one of those, and then there's a left turn, but one of those, the one right turn, you can also turn left. It's like a fountain sprout, if I remember correctly, but this is going to be two lanes dedicated, no stopping right turn. Is that right?
Well, there'll be one lane that's no stopping.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
For sure. Yeah.
And then the other lane will, what will the other lane be?
Well, they'll feed into 90, like it currently does, but the primary focus is to have one lane that there's no stopping, and there'll be some extension of that merge lane that's on Highway 90 going west so that traffic can smoothly merge into the Highway 90 traffic.
And I'm also assuming, I don't remember looking at the plans, but will the expansion going south so that there's more of the problem is if people get backed up from the light, then it doesn't matter if you've got a dedicated turn lane if nobody can get to it. Is that going to be expanded also back up to the north?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have enough right of way. We're going to expand those lanes back to the north. Yes.
Very good. Well, I know the people who live in that area. It's not a full widening of Woodbine, but it's a something, you know, and it's a step. It's a first of many steps in a long process. You guys are also doing some work on West Spencerfield Road over there by Naval Outlying Field Spencer, right?
Yes, we have on this agenda to finalize an agreement to put in traffic signals and remove the speed bumps that are there at West Spencerfield and North Spencerfield and improve that intersection as well.
Say that middle part again. Say the part that everybody's like, hallelujah. Say it again.
Remove the speed bumps.
Oh, yes, brother. All the speed bumps on West Spencerfield Road are going to go away. And it's what? It's going to be a light at the northwest corner, which is like the Benny Russell Park, North Spencerfield Road. And then you're also going to do something at the southwest corner, too, at the Giddens Lane. Is that right?
We are. We're looking at trying to improve that intersection. That one's still under study to determine the best way to improve that intersection. But those two are critical in moving the traffic, you know, north and south, actually, on West Spencerfield Road. So that one we have not developed a complete design yet, but we are working in that one At the same time, we're moving forward with the one at North and West Spencer Field Road.
Oh, wonderful. And again, the speed bumps are going to go away, which is kind of interesting because, as I recall, again, you correct me if I'm wrong, but those speed bumps were a mistake of sorts. They were supposed to be like speed tables, and they wound up being these really obnoxious humps or bumps. Kind of, you know, while Sam was out of town, it's his district, the wrong kind got installed originally. Do I have that right? I'm going on memory here, but do I remember that correctly?
I believe that is correct. That was a little bit before I came into this position. But,
yeah.
But Mr. Parker has made it well known he's not happy with them, and so we're excited to get them removed.
And nobody happy with those speed bumps, that's for sure. One of the cool things – oh, actually, hang on for just a second. I'm going to get a quick traffic report. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Fives.
Okay, not showing any accidents right now. This report brought to you by FDOT. You can find traffic info during hurricane season. If you're prepared, keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. That's a message from FDOT. Taking a look around again, no slowdowns. It looks like 29 accident-free, not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. You guys worked out kind of an interesting deal with the sheriff's office and with Attorney General Ashley Moody for a piece of property. Is that right?
Correct. The sheriff's office confiscated a known drug area on Congress Street in Navarre. It's a lot there. And Ashley Moody has agreed to waive any fees or costs that normally would have been incurred in a confiscation like that if we will agree to put some type of affordable housing or workplace housing there on that lot. So we're formalizing that agreement. And then, of course, as time goes on, we'll determine how that's going to work if we work with an organization to hopefully put some kind of a house there that can be used for affordable workplace housing.
Yeah, so is it, I mean, I don't know the size of the lot. Are we talking just a single home? Are we talking about a duplex, a quad, townhomes, an apartment? Like, I have no idea.
It's probably going to be a single home.
Okay.
I don't believe the lot's large enough to accommodate anything else, but it would be a single home.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Anything else that we need to know about? I won't ask you about all the drama because that's not your responsibility, not exactly. But anything else that people need to know about this morning, Devan, for the meeting on Thursday?
I think those are the highlights.
Outstanding. Well, even though sometimes the chaos gets the attention, the functioning of the county is still going very, very, very well, and we always appreciate that. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, thanks as always for the time, what you do to serve the county. I super appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.
You too. 648 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, you know you hear me talking about Frontier Motors all the time. Dave Ramsey talks about them all the time. Selection, price, service, follow through, all of that. But instead of just